With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House on Wednesday authorized the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. In remarks, California Congressman Tom McClintock says Congress must address serious allegations.
The Democrats would have us simply turn a blind eye to mounting evidence of a family influence peddling scheme that implicates the president. This we cannot do. We owe it to the country to get to the bottom of these allegations.
The 221 to 212 party line vote put the entire House Republican conference on record in support of an impeachment process that can lead to the ultimate penalty for a president, punishment for what the Constitution describes as high crimes and misdemeanors, which can lead to removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. Meanwhile, former President Obama's senior advisor David Axelrod calls a recent poll very, very dark news for the Biden campaign. Bob Agnew reports.
On the Hacks on Tap podcast he co-hosts, Axelrod says of a weekend Wall Street Journal poll, job approval down, ratings generally down, most of the comparatives with former President Trump, not good. Only 37% of respondents say they approve of Biden's performance, and by a 4% margin, 47% to 43%, said they would vote for Trump over Biden. 53% say President Biden's policies have caused them harm, something only 37% said of former President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court says it'll hear appeals that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the Capitol riot, including against ex-President Donald Trump. The justices agreed Wednesday to review an appellate ruling that revived a charge against three defendants from Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York, accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. On Wall Street, the Dow by 512 points, the NASDAQ rose 200. This is SRN News. A satanic display has appeared at the Iowa Capitol building.
It's a life-sized human figure with a goat's head wearing black robes and adorned with pentagrams. It is surrounded by candles. The satanic temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico is one of seven states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. That hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue this week. The state Democratic Attorney General claims the pro-life statutes violate the state constitution. This is SRN News. Ukraine's capital came under another ballistic missile attack early on Wednesday, injuring at least 53 people on the ground, including six children.
Firefighters at the scene work hard to extinguish blazes. Ukrainian air defenses had shot down the Russian missiles, but debris fell in four areas of the city. Kyiv police reported that four apartment blocks and four private residential buildings had been damaged, as well as public utilities and water pipes. The attack on the capital underscores the continuing threat to Ukraine from the Kremlin's missile arsenal in the 20-month-long war. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Armenia and Azerbaijan have exchanged prisoners of war, move that was announced last week in a joint statement that also promised the two countries would work towards a peace treaty. 32 soldiers returned to Armenia. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.